Welcome to Ujjayini.com, your daily current affairs companion for UPSC and state PCs preparation. Imagine a scenario where India's indigenous cattle breeds, renowned for their heat tolerance and disease resistance, can be conserved and improved using cutting-edge technology, thereby revolutionizing the country's dairy sector. This achievement has become a reality thanks to the Indian Veterinary Research Institute, or IVRI, which is a part of the Indian Council of Agricultural Research, or ICAR. ICAR-IVRI, located in Ijatnagar, Baleli, has achieved a landmark in livestock biotechnology with the successful birth of 5 healthy Sahiwal calves using OPUIVFET, or ovum pickup, in vitro fertilization, embryo transfer technology, starting from 28 February 2026. The program, initiated by ICAR-IVRI in 2020-23, targeted indigenous dairy breeds, including Sahiwal cattle, Tharparkar cattle, and Murrah buffalo. What makes this significant is that the results are globally competitive, with a blastocyst production rate exceeding 47%, which is comparable to leading global laboratories, marking a significant milestone for indigenous cattle breeding in India. Now, let us delve into the OPUIVFET technology, which is a three-step assisted reproductive technology that enables rapid genetic multiplication. First, there is the OPU, or ovum pickup, step, which involves the ultrasound-guided transvaginal aspiration of immature oocytes, or eggs, from the ovaries of a live, high-genetic merit donor cow. Unlike conventional embryo transfer, which requires hormonal superovulation, OPU can be performed repeatedly, every 2 weeks, without harming the donor. The second step is IVF, or in vitro fertilization, where the harvested oocytes are matured in a laboratory for 22 to 24 hours, then fertilized with selected semen from genetically superior bulls. The fertilized embryos develop in culture for 7 days to the blastocyst stage. The third step is ET, or embryo transfer, where viable blastocysts are transferred into synchronized recipient, or surrogate, cows. A single donor can produce 50 to 100 calves per year through this technique, compared to just one calf per year through natural breeding. But why does this matter? The answer lies in the significance of the Sahiwal cattle breed, which is one of India's best indigenous milch, or dairy, breeds, originally from the Sahiwal district of Punjab, now in Pakistan. While Sahiwal's milk yield is lower than exotic breeds, its heat tolerance, disease resistance, A2 milk production, and low input costs make it ideal for Indian conditions. OPUIVFET can rapidly multiply the genes of elite Sahiwal cows without resorting to crossbreeding. The A2 milk dimension is also crucial, as Sahiwal cattle produce A2 beta casein milk, which is considered easier to digest and healthier than A1 milk produced by most exotic breeds. The A2 milk market is growing globally, with premium pricing, giving indigenous breeds a significant economic advantage. So what exactly changed? The game changer is the application of OPUIVFET technology, which can help conserve and improve indigenous cattle breeds like Sahiwal. Now, let us turn to the broader context of India's livestock sector. India has the world's largest bovine population, but the average milk productivity per animal, approximately 2,000 kilograms per lactation for indigenous cows, is significantly lower than global leaders like Israel, which has around 12,000 kilograms per lactation. Technologies like OPUIVFET can bridge this gap while preserving indigenous germplasm. It is worth pausing here to note that the government has launched several programs for the conservation and improvement of indigenous cattle breeds. Private companies are also scaling IVF for indigenous breeds, with Leeds Genetics conducting in vitro fertilization in 116 cows with a 70% success rate in December 2025, followed by a second round in 160 Gir, Sahiwal, and Holstein Friesian cross cows, demonstrating commercial viability. Now, let us lock in the key facts and numbers for your revision. The Ikaravri Sahiwal IVF program was initiated in 2022-23 using OPU IVF technology, targeting Sahiwal, Thar-Parkar, and Murrah buffalo breeds with a blastocyst rate exceeding 47%, resulting in the birth of 5 healthy Sahiwal calves from 28 February 2026. Sahiwal cattle originate from the Sahiwal district of Punjab, now in Pakistan, and are a milch or dairy breed with a yield of 1,400 to 2,500 kg per lactation, known for their heat tolerance, tick resistance, and a 2 milk production. India's dairy sector is also worth noting, with milk production of approximately 230 million tons in 2023-24, making India the world's largest milk producer since 1998, with a cattle population of around 303 million, according to the 20th Livestock Census in 2019. The Operation Flood program, launched in 1970 by Dr. Varghese Kurien, played a significant role in making India the world's largest milk producer, often referred to as the White Revolution. Now, how does this connect to your UPSC preparation? This topic is relevant for both prelims and mains, with key areas of focus including the application of biotechnology in agriculture and animal husbandry, conservation of indigenous livestock breeds, and India's dairy sector challenges and technology-driven solutions. Remember this number, 47%, the blastocyst production rate achieved by Ikaravri, and note this carefully, the significance of a 2 milk production and its growing global market. With that background in place, let us look at the implications. The successful application of OPU IVF technology for indigenous cattle breeds like Sahiwal has the potential to revolutionize India's dairy sector, enabling the country to conserve and improve its native breeds while increasing milk productivity and competitiveness in the global market. This development has significant implications for India's food security, rural economy, and environmental sustainability, making it a crucial area of focus for policymakers, scientists, and UPSC aspirants alike.